The sixth basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Identifying our Oikos. The Lord be with you. If the parish cell system of evangelization is a method based on relational evangelization, the evangelization of our Oikos, it follows that it is very important that we identify our Oikos. And we need to direct everything, all that we say or do, our prayer, our formation, and our activity towards our Oikos, as we have explained during the seven moments of the cell meeting. The question that the expert of the law asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor, is very revealing. It is shocking and serious at the same time. The expert of the law, like each one of us, even though we are no experts of the law, knew that all the law sums up in loving God and loving the neighbor. But to ask that question, and who is my neighbor, after all those years living in that knowledge, is really shocking. Then, what have you been doing? Whom were you loving? It is very easy to love the poor people in the missions and neglect the people around you. So, this is a very serious question to ask. And who is my neighbor? If we know that we are to love our neighbor, at least if we say that we love God, then it is essential to identify our neighbor. Otherwise, how can we love him or her? And the greatest charity we can offer him or we can offer her is their eternal salvation. Therefore, the parish cell system of evangelization has a very effective instrument that helps us identify our neighbor, our Oikos. It is called the Oikos list. Whenever a newcomer starts to attend the cell, the leader explains and helps that person to draw the Oikos list. Without the Oikos list, the cell becomes a waste of time. People start to attend the meeting without understanding the real purpose of the cell meeting, and each and every moment during the meeting. People will start doing pressures, directly or indirectly, to modify one or more moments of the cell until it is reduced to another prayer meeting, a Bible study, a discussion group, a social club, an association, or a community, etc. There is nothing wrong in all of this, but the call that we have received the moment God invited us to the cell, which is part of the parish cell system of evangelization, is to evangelize our Oikos. And everything is to help us and lead us there. If there are still members of the cell who have not as yet completed the Oikos list, I encourage them to stop and do it right now. The Oikos list is very easy to draw in just three steps. We can do it together. The leader can make you listen to the three short explanations, pausing the CD after each part that you may make that step. If you prefer, you can listen attentively to the following explanation and find some quiet time during the week, maybe in front of the Eucharist, and do it in a prayerful way. Just keep in mind that we are searching the person that Jesus wants us to evangelize. If we need to see the fruit, it should not be our own choice. So first of all, make a list of all the people around you. It is a brainstorming. Write their names down as they come to your mind. The order is not important. Think of people you meet, you come across regularly, at least once or twice a week, even if you do not really have a relationship to them. Maybe you just greet each other good day. The people around you can be one of four categories. They can be relatives, those with whom you live. They can be neighbors, next door neighbors. They can be colleagues at work or at school. Or they can be friends that you meet at your recreation in some club or circuit. Do not strain your mind. Normally, the list will rise from 15 to 20 names. The second step. Now, the second step is very important. You need to give a number next to each name, without skipping any one of them. Use the scale provided in the Oikos list, that is, that has been distributed to you, from 1 to 7. Give a 1 to a person who is really far away from God, from the church, from the sacraments. Give a 7 to a person who is on the other extreme, living his faith in Christ and committed to spreading his good news. In between, as you can see, there are 5 other shades. Let me put your mind at rest. I know the objection that can rise at this point. Are we not judging when we do this? The answer is very simple. Yes and no. Well, it doesn't seem very simple. Remember that our call to evangelize is the most hated by God's enemy and by our enemy. He just does not want us to do it. He does not mind that we speak about it, even enthusiastically. He does not mind either to foster a great desire to evangelize the whole world. So long we are not serious about evangelizing someone in particular, our enemy does not mind at all. So why are we judging when we do this exercise? Why is the answer yes? Simple. Because we are choosing. We are choosing to give a number and not another. Whenever we choose, whatever the choice, we are passing a judgment. When I go to the grocer and I choose to buy oranges instead of apples, I am passing a judgment. I am saying the oranges are better for me. The apples do not serve me at the moment. However, the answer is no, because we are not judging in the way Jesus warned us not to judge. We are not judging the intentions or the heart of those around us, and neither are we condemning them. Precisely the contrary. Our whole purpose of doing this exercise is surely not to condemn anybody, but to save them. When we are doing this exercise, we know that we are not invading their conscience. We are just considering the facts we know, the facts that nobody knows better than us, as we are the ones who live with them, who listen to them. If they do not go to church, we know. If they have not been receiving the sacraments, we know. Maybe they themselves have told us so. If they are separated and living with a partner, it is something for all to see. The third step. After we have completed the second step, and again I insist in a prayerful way, then we come to the last step. This step is the easiest of all, and at the same time the most important, that shouldn't be left out, because after all it is the purpose of this exercise, namely to identify our oikos. Once every person on our oikos list has a number from 1 to 7 next to his name, we are to mark that person with the lowest number. Any number can be the lowest number. It depends on your list, on your oikos. You should be living in the highest heaven if all the persons on your oikos list have a 7. However, it would be the most dangerous for you, because if that were to be so, then whom are you going to evangelize? So if all the people around you were 7 except one who is a 6, then your target, your oikos from now on, is going to be that person who is just one step away from becoming truly evangelized. By the end of this exercise, each member of the cell should be crystal clear with regard to his or her oikos. Who is his or her oikos? Every member has to have only one target, and that we refer to him or her by the name as our oikos, the person Jesus is sending in our lives to evangelize through our relationship. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.